We're up to Perek Shmini of Hilchos Bikurim. Halacha Aleph. Matash Chalas or Kemach. If you set aside your challah from the flour, and a challah, it's not a valid challah. The gozel by a kohen is considered stolen in the hands of the kohen because it doesn't really belong to him. Ushar Isa, whatever is left over of the dough, chayavas b'challah, you're obligated to give challah for it because the first time you took it wasn't valid. Now, the kemach that he set aside, the flour he set aside originally for challah, if it has the minimum size of challah, which is an omer, and he's making it into a dough, so he would separate challah from it, just like any other flour that is not holy. Because it simply doesn't count as anything, that flour that he separated previously. When do you separate the challah? Because he eats in the samayim when he adds water. He saver kemach mayim and he mixes the flour with water. So he separates the challah from the beginning of the kneading. Shenemar, it says, "Rishis avi sosechem in the beginning of your doughs." It's provided that there is not left over flour that was not mixed with the water. If it's the size required for challah, that's the size of an omer. So Mamar, if he says, "Rezu challah lo isa," if he says this challah is for the dough plus the sourdough plus the leftover flour, when it all becomes one dough, then the one that he has, the piece that he has in his hands, should at that point become sanctified for the sake of challah. There's a mutter that's permitted. It's okay to do that. If he first kneaded everything and mixed up everything and only then separated the challah, not right in the beginning, that doesn't matter, it's okay. If he didn't separate it when it was dough, but he baked it all, he can separate from the bread, as we've explained. Dalid. From what point is the dough liable to challah? Before we talked about that the challah should be separated as soon as he mixes it up, even though there's still some of the flour unmixed. But the real obligation by Torah law of challah is, in the case of wheat, from when he rolls it, and it's all mixed up, all of the flour in the water. Or that it's stuck together, if it's a barley flour, and it becomes one solid body. And you can eat, on an occasional basis, from the dough, either before it's rolled for wheat or stuck together for barley. And spelt has the status of wheat, v'shibol ha'shol v'shifen kesarim, and oats and rye have the status of barley. Hein is gagla b'chitim v'netam tamar b'sarim, if it was rolled in the case of wheat or stuck together in the case of barley. Ha'ochem v'menekodim v'shchala chad misa, if you eat before the challah has been separated, you're liable to death at the hands of heaven. And they should travel because it's an untithed, forbidden mixture. Therefore, if it's a situation where the dough is liable by Torah law to give challah, one that eats from it gets malchus, gets flogged, like anyone who eats an untithed mixture. If it was liable in challah by rabbinic law, we flog him for violating rabbinic law. A bread that was mixed up, truma was mixed into it before it was rolled. Patura, it's free of the liability for, as we mentioned previously, the meduma, the mixed truma in chulin, is not liable to challah. Of course, we're talking about challah that's rabbinic in nature. If it's already been rolled, chayavis is liable. If one declares that it's his dough is given to the temple, or it's declared ownerless, kodim shenis galgala, before being rolled, ufadah, then he redeemed it, ozachaba, or he acquired it from Hefker, he took repossession of it, vakach gilgala, and then he wrote it, Odisha Hifkos Akashan of Galgala, Ufada Zachabo, or he declared it holy or made it ownerless after it was rolled, and then he redeemed it and acquired it. In all of these cases, Rezuchayevus Bechala, it is liable in Chala. Just because it became Hegdish in between, that does not remove the liability of Chala. Since the Gilgal, the rolling of it, took place when it was his. However, Zion, Igdisha Kodemshit is Galgal, if he sanctified it before the rolling, that is Galgal Biat Hegdish, and was rolled when it belonged to the Hegdish, to the temple. Vakar Ptura, and then he redeemed it, in that case, Ptura, Shibshat Chavata is Ptura, because then it's not liable, because in the time where it became liable to Chala, it was not liable, since it didn't belong to him, it belonged to Hegdish. Chav Chenachish Nasan Yisrael Lassus Bois, Lo Yisav, and the son of Lava Matana Shlo Gilgalo Chayevis. If a non-Jew gives some dough to, gives flour to make dough for a Jew, and then he gives it to him as a gift. First he gave it to him to work on. Then he says, you can have it before the rolling. Chayavat, it's liable. Mishigilgala, once it's been rolled, Torah, it's not liable. Tez Geshen is Gaya Vaisa Loisa, if a convert converted and he has a dough, Nizgalgala Chon is Gaya, if it was rolled before he converted, Torah, it's free of liability. Vimishin is Gaya, if it's after he converted, Chayavis, it is liable. Vim Safik, if there's a doubt, Chayavis B'chala, you have to give Chala. V'shofen Misa, because it's a serious sin, punishable by death in the hands of heaven. V'shofen Chala Safik, Zuk, Yotzebo. However, if a non-Tohi needs this kind of questionable Chala or the like, in Chayav Alei HaChomesh, she doesn't have to pay the extra fifth, one-fifth extra fine, which ordinarily you do for inadvertently eating Chala or Truma. Yud. Isa Shinola Bosafik Tuma, according to this Galgal, is a questionable Tuma that has arisen concerning a dough before it was rolled. Yasana Batuma, so you make it in a state of Tuma. Fishamutan Tama Kulan Shabbat Yisrael, because it's still Kulan, it's still non holy, and you can defile something that's secular, that's non holy, in Israel. Fidisarav Chalasa, then when you remove the Chala, you burn it because it's Tummy. Nola Lachashin is Galgal Bosafik Tuma Shavadam Matami is a Kulan. Minatara, if there is a kind of questionable tumah after it was rolled, and if the question would be, if the answer to this question would be yes, this and this thing happened, and it would be something that would make the chulin tame by Torah law, yigmarena b'tahara, then you must complete it in a state of tahara. Shekoshev adam tame is a chulin, because anything that definitely would make chulin tame, gazal sveka b'chulin at chulin l'chala, they decreed that it's forbidden in a doubtful case by the chulin, the non-holy, which already have reached the state of being considered tevel for challah because it's already been rolled. And what do they decree? Shlo yitama olsam, that you should not defile them. Ha'ovenitlu l'challah, since they're already in a state of tevel, they're already considered a state where there's a obligation of giving challah. V'tia challah tluya, and therefore the challah that you separate, since you make sure that it doesn't become definitely tummy. In the first case, you could make a tummy. Here, you're not allowed to. So the challah is in suspension. Lo nechels on the surface. You neither eat it nor burn it. A person shouldn't, ipso facto, make his dough tummy. He should be careful and make an effort and purify himself and his implements in order for the challah to be tahar. If there is between himself and the water, a mikveh, where he can purify himself, more than four mil, yasana b'tumah, he may make it in the state of tumah, v'yapash chala tumah, and it will separate the chala that is tumah. Be'ezin osim chala tamaretz b'tahara, you're not supposed to make the dough of an am ha'aretz, of a non-meticulously observant person, in a state of purity, so that the Amharites will use this dough to make challah from. The problem is that the Amharites, when he touches the dough, will make the challah tame, and so you're helping him defile the challah. But you can make just a plain dough that is tahar. Ketzad, how so? Megabalu isa zeh chaver, umav shemene kdei chalasa, umenicha b'chli glala m'chli avana m'chli adama shem kablan tumah. The meticulously observant person can make the dough, set aside the challah, put it in a vessel made out of dried dung or stone or earth, which is not susceptible to tumah. Now when the Amaretz comes, he takes both. He takes the dough and the challah. From law we say to him, be sure you don't touch the challah, because if you do, the dough will be considered a forbidden mixture. Which isn't really true. What does his touching the challah have to do with making the dough a forbidden mixture? But we're just trying to frighten him to make sure that he doesn't touch the challah, and that he should give it to a Kohen and not defile it. Why do we even allow this, since the fact is you're giving him challah, which he may make tameh? Well, the reason is, mishum kedei chayav shel gabel, in order so that the kneader should be able to earn a living. If we don't allow him, if that's his job, and we don't allow him to knead dough for an amharet, it will be an undue hardship. A wife of a meticulously observant person may sift and select to cleanse the flour, together with the wife of a non-strictly observant person of the Am Haaretz. Avol mishatatu mayim be'isa, once water is added to the dough, lo tesayeh also, she shouldn't help her. She also is off to the tumah, because the Am Haaretz is making the dough in the state of tumah and making challah tumah in the first place. If a baker is making things in the state of tumah, you don't knead or arrange the dough with him. Shemachaskin de over avera, we don't aid the hands of those who are committing a sin. Amalichanima pas lepalter. You can take together with him bread to the bakery, to the where the bread is sold, but not be involved in the actual kneading and baking process. Yedala lekeach minachtem amaretz v'surya v'amar lo yifrashi challah. If you buy from a baker who is an Am Haaretz, is an ignorant and not strictly observant person in Syria, and he says, I've separated the challah, and it's tzarech la'afrish challah misavda. You don't have to separate the challah because of the doubt. Just like in Israel, we don't suspect anyone, even the Am Haaretz, of not separating the main truma, so also in Syria, we don't suspect him of not separating the challah. In other words, not only in Israel, where for sure he'll be strict about it, but even in Syria, we don't suspect him. If you separate, if you buy from a baker outside of Israel, there you do have to separate the challah because of the doubt. If you buy it from a regular householder, it goes without saying if you're his guest, you don't have to separate the challah because of the doubt. You assume that what the housekeeper is doing, even if it's an Am Haaretz, he's not going to eat it without separating the challah. Whereas in the first case, the previous case, where he's a baker and he's selling it, he doesn't care if he sells something that has challah in it. He won't eat it himself, but he doesn't care if he sells it, so you'd have to separate challah because of the doubt. But what you're eating with him, or even what you're buying from what he baked for himself, you can assume that he did separate the challah, and it's okay.